Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, freaky people! Oh my God, you guys, you know what time it is? It's time for V's After Dark, where everyone comes. That's right, you're listening to your one-stop shopping for everything. Whoa, let's start over. I know y'all said, what happened? Okay, hey, freaky people! What's going on? You guys know what time it is. It's 9 p.m., and that means it's time for V's After Dark, where everyone comes. That's right. I'm your host, Miss V the Toy Lady, and if this is your first time listening, you're in for a sexual freaky good time. Oh, wow. This show is brought to you by V's After Dark, your one-stop shopping for everything that's pleasurable on the web. Check them out on the web at thetoylady.com. That's thetoylady.com. Or download that free V's After Dark app at thenaughtytoyshop.com. Oh, wow. I'm having such a great week, you guys. Two more weeks and we go on break. I can't believe this year is coming to an end, and I've been with you guys almost a whole year. Wow. Well, you guys know, as usual, you know, make sure you call in at 646-716-8041 or join me in the chat room on Blog Talk Radio. Wow. And make sure you send your questions to Ask Miss V for the Ask Miss V segment of the show tonight. You can send your emails to Ask Miss V at the Toy Lady. That's A-S-K-M-S-V at DATOYLADY.com. Wow, I've lost. It's December. We're 2 weeks into this month. I'm excited. You know, the holidays are coming up. And I know y'all say, what's the question of the week? Well, guess what? I ain't got no question. Y'all know I'll think of one soon, though. But right now, it's all about my guests and doing what we do best. You know, I'm really shocked because we got 2 weeks left and I don't know what to do. Y'all hear my voice, it's a little raspy, and but just being excited, you know. I'm excited for tonight's guest. I've got the industry newcomer, Melody Lamont, and she's going to be calling and asking a few questions, and you know I'm going to be taking her to the V spot. Ooh, but before I talk to her, you know, we always have our 30 minutes where this is like our chill time. You know, we've got some up-and-coming things coming for the new year. And I want you guys to make sure that you keep an eye out for everything that's going on. There's so many projects that are in the works right now. You guys look bigger and better from Miss V and V's After Dark. I don't know. I'm lost for words. I'm just like so excited right now because there's so much going on, and I know that we're going to be having a great time tonight. You know, I always love when I get to talk to the newbies in the industry because you always want to know what's going on. And this week's topic, you know, I said I didn't have one, but I guess it's all about the holiday season and how do you handle it and how do you let that person know that you really care? And I guess because I'm grateful, you know, I know who my friends are. And I guess because I had an incident happen where, you know, I very seldom have anybody scare me. But I won't say what happened, but one of my good friends had an incident and it brought to light just how much we joke about when we say we love a person, but how much do you really love them? And she made me sit my ass down for a minute. She don't realize it, to say, hey, I do appreciate you. You know, because when somebody tells you something and you don't know what's going on, you just kind of sit back and you're like, what? And you're making phone calls and you're like, whoo, everything's okay. But you got that brief moment where it's like, what the hell is going on? And, you know, how do you tell people that you have that are important in your life? I don't care if it's a best friend, a significant other, a child. How do you tell them that you love them? Because there's so many variations of how we do this. And it's kind of crazy because we always wonder, what's going on? How do we know that this person loves us, or how do we show them love? And you know what? Give me 5 minutes, because y'all know I got ADD and I'll be going to change the subject again. But right now, for those of you who are listening, you know, let me know. How do you tell people that, how do you tell that person that's wonderful in your life that you love them? Also, you know, we're coming into the holidays, and this is a subject that's near and dear to my heart, very serious, you know. Check on the people that you know, love, and care about during this time, because statistically, this is one of the times of year where there's a high suicide rate. There are a lot of people who don't like the holidays, and it's supposed to be a joyous time, and we're always out here celebrating, but we forget that there are some people who, despite the fact that they wake up every morning, they feel that they don't have anything to celebrate. So, you know, let's take the time to remember these people and respect them and understand that just because we don't think a person has a reason to be depressed or be upset, we don't know that. So check on the people. You know, we're coming to the very end of a year, and a lot of times, you know, people will step back and they'll say, it's time to go. And they feel that there's no reason to look forward. There's nothing to look forward to. And just make sure the people that are around you look at those signs. This is the time of year where, especially elderly who live alone, you may think that because they're doing some things, not saying anything, so they're not vulnerable. But at this time, everyone is vulnerable. And we really need to remember that it's time to, you know, pay attention to, you know, what's going on. So with that said, all I can say is, damn, you know, God, I'm just, you know, I'm grateful. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm very grateful right now. And I think that we should remember everything that we're grateful for. But I know I got kind of serious on you guys for a minute. That probably wasn't too good to do. Okay, let's go to something that's really, really cheerful. Really, 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 really cheerful. End of the year. You guys, last two shows of the year are going to be replays of some of my best shows. And I want you guys to know, Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve, you might want to really be listening, because those are going to be shows, even though they've been played before, you've heard them live. I can't make a promise. I think that we're going to be in the chat room at least trying to have some conversations. Haven't confirmed as of yet. It's a thought that we have considered doing. It's something that I'm looking at. But I want you guys to think about it, because it's going to be fun. And this, you know, I may even have some call-ins. I just don't know, with it being those two, you know, I won't be on the air, but I know that we plan on bringing up the chat room. So make sure you check those two shows out, especially Christmas Eve. New Year's Eve, definitely you guys will not. You'll see me on Twitter for a little bit, but 9 times out of 10, probably won't be online chatting. Christmas Eve is a big maybe because I plan on doing some cooking. But it's going to be a great show tonight. I've got the sexy Melody Lamone calling in, and, you know, I'm going to have fun with her. Nothing like talking to a newbie in the industry. And I know y'all said, Ms. V, what the hell is going on? You are dead as hell. Guess what? I know. I didn't drink my energy drink. You know, I'm trying to make sure I keep everything right, and we're going to be right for you tonight. But I know that you guys want me upbeat and hyper, and I did my happy dance, and oh my God, I'm just so excited. And I think I'm more excited with all these little things we got going on. But what do you guys want to talk about? You know, we got a few more minutes before Melody come on, and definitely it's going to be an interesting show. One of those things where you say, what the hell is going on and what am I doing? Guess what? This is the show. This is the show where you get to say, yep, I know what she's doing. Or, yep, I know. But for those of you who have been following me for the past couple of weeks, if you've been following me for a year, you know, check me out, you know. This is what I do. This is how I'm going to be acting. A little bit craziness going on. But wow, I keep looking at the calendar. And I don't ask me why I'm so dead, you guys. I'm serious. Do not ask me. Because if you ask me, I'm not going to be able to tell you. All I know is I'm just having a night. I'm like in this really weird-ass sentimental mood. Don't ask me what's up with it. But I'm really in this sentimental mood, and I just want to, like, you know, but all I could say is, damn, you know, what's going on and how can I get some of this going on and all that. But it's one of those things where I'm like, all right, we got this. We're trying to take this to the brand new level. But I'm like, wow. That's all I can say is wow, that I'm so ready, so ready for this new year to come in. That's what I want to ask you guys. Okay, let's get to something really exciting. Who's ready for AVN? For those of y'all who don't know, January 15th through the 19th, AVN 2014 will be in Vegas. And that's right. Well, they're going to be in Vegas. Yours truly, Miss V, will be in Vegas. I will be walking around, and this would be an opportunity for any of you guys who are going to Vegas. You know, if you see me, walk up to me, say, hey, what's up? I'm going to be chilling. The best way I could say is that if you've never seen me in person, then you'll definitely recognize me. Me and this fitness program really getting ready to do some overdrive stuff. I've got 4 weeks to drop a few lbs at least to get a little tight, because we had a little scares this past weekend, especially with this cold weather. I don't know where you people gain weight at, but I found out where I gained my weight, and it's not cute, because I don't know if you guys have ever gained weight in your legs, but I have always had big calves. So when I gain weight in my calves, and I went to go put on a pair of my cutesy boots this weekend. And found out when you got big calves and your calves get bigger and it's already hard to find boots, guess what? You end up looking for more boots. And my boots aren't cheap, so I wasn't too happy. It's quite a few pairs of boots right now where I'm just like, okay, I'm putting you to the side until I drop a few lbs, because I'm not trying to tear up any of my boots. Hey, I successfully destroyed 2 pairs of boots in 2 days, all because of my calves, me being hard-headed, thinking I could put them on. Not a good thing. Wow. Oh, my God. We've got less than 15 minutes and our guest to be on. And I say, hey, Joseph, what's going on, baby? I see you there in the chat room. We're going to have fun tonight. That's all I can say. We're getting ready to have a lot of fun on tonight's show. Melody Lamont, don't know. I'm going to ask her some crazy-ass questions. So, believe me, it's going to be one of those nights, and it's going to be a crazy show, and I'm going to have all kind of questions because I love asking people questions like that. That's the one thing. People never know what's going to come out my mouth. And when it comes down to these interviews, and I shouldn't say interview, you know, we've got to get back. I got to get out of saying interview. We're going to have a discussion. And for those of you who don't hear my show, and I think I keep saying interview because they put interview out there, and it's a conversation. I always have a conversation with my guests because interviews are boring, but having conversations are great. But wow, you know what? I got to, like, get my composure together because I don't think you guys want to hear this raspy voice. I'm not feeling it, and I know that the raspy voice comes across a little bit dry and humbug. So we're going to get, you know, as they say, I got to get myself hyped. I want to get you guys hyped. I want to make sure that my guest is hyped. So give me a couple of minutes. I know I normally play the song a little bit later, but let me get everybody hyped. Come back so you guys aren't saying this bitch is dry and leave me tonight. So I'll be back in a few minutes, you guys, and I'll be talking to you. Come on now, because are you ready for this? I am. I am back, you guys. Y'all know I gotta have something to hype me up, but I don't know. I also, a lot of you guys don't know I wear glasses, but they're supposed to be for reading, but I have to have them because I always have like stuff I need to be looking at while I'm talking to you guys. And I had on the ones, I call them the old folks glasses. I think they were depressing the hell out of me because I had to go get my other pair. I was like, oh, hell no. Cannot deal with this old ass shit, because it was just like making me feel like, hey, I want to talk, like, what's going on? And wasn't good, but I feel better now. What do you guys think of that? I love that song, S&M. Next time I have Mistress C or a Mistress Stick on, I'm going to play that because that shit is, you know, when you're talking about getting your ass beat. How many people, I mean, come on now, how many people can make a damn song about getting your ass beat and get away with it and make money? I need that damn type of talent. And for those of you who know, I'm always talking to my chat room. What's up, Joseph? Thank you for the compliment, but me and these damn fat-ass calves got to lose some damn weight. So definitely I'll be dropping some LBs. But it's coming to the holidays. You know what? Y'all know I got to pay bills. I got to constantly pay bills. Now, but you guys, come on, it's the holidays. Now, you got your significant other out there. You got that person that's special. You might, you know, some of us love ourselves. Go to V's After Dark. I kid you not. The holiday section is up, and it's got stuff in there. It's stuff just for the holidays. They got this damn lube. There's, I think the lube is there. I have to go back and look because I haven't been there lately. But, oh, did I just tell myself? But they got the holiday items up. And I'm telling you, you want to go. This is like some hot shit. I kid you not. Yep, holiday 2013 is up there. They got, you know, these damn items. They got this damn lube called Cola Candy Cane. That shit is like all natural. This is supposed to be like some good-ass lube. You know, it's only a few items, but when you look at having a damn icicle, you know, that you're putting up in your pussy and a bullet, a pocket rocket. These are just the holiday items. You know, then shit for my big girls, to like me, because I'm one of the big girls. But look, you guys like a little stocking. It got all kind of shit in it. Come on now. You guys need to be going to check it out. That's just the holiday section out. Let's talk about the real shit that's up on there. You know, you got the different sections, you got your dolls. I see the Sasha Gray doll up in there. For those of you who know about them pocket pussies and all that, I see Sasha Gray. Ladies, I got them wands, lingerie. It's just all kind of shit going on. And you guys need to be going to thetoylady.com. That's thetoylady.com for all them pleasure products, and make sure you're checking them out for the holidays. I know you guys say, yeah, you guys revamped the site and y'all took a lot of products down, but guess what? We did this for you. We did not do this for anything for anybody other than you, to make sure that you could find any and everything that you wanted, because the revamp, and I'm going to talk about the site for a minute because I want you guys to understand. There's, you have gone from 5 million subjects down to, well, 5 million sections down to 4. You've got alternative, together, for him, for her, and you got your holiday. Well, you go alternative, you've got your 50 Shades and your fetish, and you've got some kits. They got some kits out there. You've got together, your gels, your lubricants, glass, your extras, and your harnesses. Then we get up in there for the for her stuff. Bullets, dildos, lingerie and stockings, strap-ons, and vibrators. Now guess what? Now we come down to you guys, because we don't never forget about the men. Cock rings, dolls, and pocket pussies. Come on, you know, all I could say is that, and when you look on the home screen, look at the scrolling screen, they got this damn thing on there. Shit. Okay, come back. It's a picture on there, and I know that actually I'd be available on the damn site. This bitch, like, she being hog-tied. Now, I don't know how many of y'all would love to hog-tie your woman, but I can tell you, I think it's some chicks who want to be hog-tied, so y'all need to really go looking, because that shit is hot. I just got through. You know, I always have to glance, so I know you say Miss V, but you're the one who always be on the site. Yeah, but I always have to go glance at it, because I don't ever see it. And remember, then we got the feature products. You got that Simply Slick lubricant, which is all natural, FDA approved, and then Two more weeks, and the V's After Dark calendar will officially be gone. That is the Who Is Miss V. Now, I know all you said, we already know what you look like, Heffa. Well, guess what? For the longest, nobody knew what I looked like. And that calendar is a piece of work. But wow. You know, so we'll have a new feature product up there. And the hope is to have the V's After Dark line up there. And that's another thing. It's always something new. And remember, if you don't see something, ask. You can always go to Ask Miss V and ask for the product. And in 2013, we'll be back doing workshops in your area. So this is your chance. If you want me to come to where you're at and you want to see me in person, you want to attend one of my workshops where I'm teaching you about how to make love, about toys, about that bedroom stuff, this is the time you need to come out. You know, I know you say, what can you tell me? Well, I'm going to ask you, what could Dr. Ruth tell you? When I say that there's so much to tell you, there is so much. I mean, I'm sure that there are women who don't know how to get their man aroused. We always look at one way only. There are men who don't know how to get their woman aroused. You know, I don't talk about it on here because this isn't the time, but you guys, you need to come to one of the seminars. Get a group of friends. And see, I will come to a seminar for as small of a group as 25. You know, it costs you guys a little bit more when it's a small group, but if you want me to come in, hey, we had a convo. We will talk. So, and the workshops are fun. Let's remember, the workshops are really fun. So you want to really check them out. And, dog, I just got lost my train of thought. Now, you guys know I multitask, but you want to come to the workshops and check them out because this is the one place where everything educational is going on. Wow. Oh, my goodness. I keep thinking, this month is almost over. What, today is the 10th? 15 more days. 15 days to Christmas. And for those of you who don't celebrate, for those of you that don't celebrate Christmas, you know, isn't, I think Hanukkah is going on during this time. I try to be respectful of all of the different cultures. You know, I know that after Christmas is the 7 days of Kwanzaa. So we have a whole lot going on. And all I can say is that regardless of if you celebrate, if you don't celebrate, if you think this is a waste of time, if you, whatever you're doing, let's call it like this, whatever you're doing during the month of December, that is the time to have your celebrations. Let's call it just really big celebrations. And, wow, you know, I am so excited for tonight and want you guys to understand that I'm going to apologize off the back for me being kind of dead, but y'all know I'm going to bring it all up live. But without further ado, I'm going to bring on my guest for tonight, the beautiful and the sexy Melody Lamont. Hey, sweetie, what's going on? How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you, Miss V?
I'm all right. Well, you know, we're going to jump right to it. Everybody's mad at me tonight because I've been kind of dead, so it's going to be nice for them to hear a new voice for the next few minutes.
Oh, nice. So we're going to have to turn it up for them.
You know what? It'll be okay. They know I get into some sentimental moods, but before we get into anything, tell everybody about yourself and who you are.
Okay, well, I'm Melody Lamont. I am a new talent. I am from Toms River, New Jersey, 27 years old, and I'm just excited to be a part of my new team and really looking forward to starting my porn career.
Well, I don't know if your manager prepared you for what the hell was getting ready to happen, but don't worry. I'm not going to be gentle at all. So, you know, with that, you, for everybody who don't know, this chick, when I say literally got signed about 3 weeks ago, now I know y'all say, how the hell do I get somebody on my show like that? Because I got connections, God damn it. That's how. But with that, you know, what made you come into the, that was not the right thing. What made you join the adult industry? I know y'all going to say that. I just say come in like I'm doing it. Okay, what made you get into the adult industry?
Well, I actually went with a few friends of mine to the recent Exotica convention in Edison. And I was walking with my friends, and I had noticed Natasha and Natalia Starr, who are two very beautiful sisters. And we got to talking, and they asked me if I was ever interested in porn. They're like, you know, you have a really great look. Are you interested? And I was like, well, you know, I never really thought about it. You know, I'm a huge fan, but never really thought about it. And I ended up going to the city and going to a few get-togethers. One that I find that's my favorite is Playboy host Lola Bastinado's Industry on Wednesdays in New York City. And I just fell in love with the scene. And I ended up going every week, and that's how I met my manager, CEO of So Sincere Entertainment, Anthony D. So, and the rest is just playing it by ear. You know, it's so soon into the process, and just blessed, really blessed and excited.
Well, damn. So that means you was at Exotica. I was at Exotica. I'm like always at Exotica. So.
Oh, I miss. I'm surprised we didn't cross paths then. Well, I was just a regular,
well, see,
a regular
you
fan.
You wouldn't have known that I was the toy. Well, you probably would have because I was the only toy lady there with a bustier on. So yeah, you would have. But I was next to Pinky. So you know, Pinky was getting all the attention. You know, I was across from Rubber Doll, who doing her thing, and next to Pinky, and then I had Sally D'Angelo. They put me in the middle. I'm never in the middle of nobody. I'm normally on the corner, so I felt kind of out of place. I was on the street where I was the doggone messed up house.
Well, why wouldn't you want to be in the middle? Sometimes being in the middle is a good thing.
Well, you know what? But see, my customers need to buy stuff. They need to get into that booth. It's kind of, when you're in the middle, it's kind of hard for them to come buy stuff. That's mm-hmm. why I say, you know, when they put you in the middle of the block, you know, you go to the shopping mall. You go to the stores on the end. You don't always get them in the middle. So that's mm-hmm. all. The middle is not bad if you're doing fun in the middle, but when you're trying to make money, the middle ain't always good. I'm an end person. Let's open up them doors. I couldn't have my doors open right. You know, people couldn't walk up in my house. But I got a chance to go to your blog page. Yeah, I checked you out real quick. It might not have been a lot out there, but I was checking out. So I saw on there, and I want to hear about this from you, because
okay.
I've never seen this on a blog page before, and I'm getting ready to be nosy because you might be giving Sister Girl some ideas. You got on there a donation page, and I look, well, what the hell am I donating to? I'm thinking like Amfire or something, you know. Nah, help a sister get to AVN. My
yes.
God, I was like, okay, how's that going? Because I looked at that show, I'm like, damn, I need to give me a donation page.
Well, you know, the donation page, you know, is just a way for my fans to help me out to get to the AVN so I can get familiar with the scene, get familiar with the other talents, and, you know, obviously maybe have a possibility of, you know, probably playing with some of them. You know, who wouldn't try to deny that? But that's pretty much... That's pretty much it. It's just to help out to get me to the AVN. So, guys and girls, help me out. Get me the AVN.
Now, and you know, before we go any further, tell everybody what this blog talk. Tell everybody where they can find this donation page at. Because see, I don't mind. I can't help you out with your no money, but you can put your info out there.
Well, absolutely. I mean, everybody can always find me at Melody Lamone on Twitter. Instagram and Facebook, but I believe that the blog page is connected to my Twitter, so that's the best way to get the information out of that.
Yeah, because I, like I said, I went to it. I was like, oh, donate. You know, I'm always curious. Because see, Y'all get that hint. Well, y'all donating to her. Y'all send a few dollars my way. I need help at AVN. No, I'm trying
there
to get back to Exotica. But I'll be out there. Everybody already know I'm gonna be out there. I'm locked and loaded, so I will.
Oh, good. So you will be at the convention in April.
Yeah, January. Oh, nice. I will be in Atlantic City in April. That's a
okay.
lot. Exotica people, I know y'all listen. Hook a girl up. Hook a sister up. You know. Can we get a little bit of a break this year? Yeah, I know they're gonna say this bitch just did this shit on her show tonight. Yep. Y'all know I ain't got no shit. But I will be in. I'll be in Vegas in January. I'm on my 35-day countdown. I'm ready
to
fly.
Oh my goodness! And this will actually be my first time ever in Vegas. I have never been. So that's even more of encouragement. I've been from time to time, but you know, I've only heard the Vegas experiences. I've never gotten a chance to experience it for myself. So. I'm hoping this year I will be able to have my first Vegas experience and maybe share it on the radio, whatever I remember.
A Vegas virgin. Wow. I remember being a Vegas virgin. Now I'm just like Vegas second home. Wow. you got me thinking too far ahead right now. Now you already got stuff in the works. I mean, when I say new to the damn industry, you got shit going on that I'm trying to figure. I got to reread this because I had to step back. Look, you're going to be doing gangbang sluts?
Yes. Yes. That's actually my first. It's going to be my first feature. Towards my first featured. It's a four-guy gangbang from local. Local talents from New York City. And I'm really excited for it. I really am really looking forward to it. As well as, like, I'm doing a couple other little short solos in that process as well to put on the blog.
Wow, you know. I'm back curious. Shit, I just got to take it. I got to throw down this piece of paper for a minute because, again, you said 27?
Yes, I am 27 years old.
27? You walking around Exotica and somebody said, you look like you need to be in mourning. You'd be like, yeah, let me go suck some dick for a living. Come on.
Well, why? You know what? Why not? I mean, it's fun. I mean, it's fun in my personal life. I never in a million years thought that that anybody would even think of as approachable for porn. But, you know, it happened, and I'm really glad it did. So it's gonna be a lot of fun. It's going to be one of the jobs that I'm going to definitely enjoy.
All I can say is that shit, I can't wait to see, because all I keep thinking is like, damn. I'm sitting here like, damn, I wonder if I was walking around and somebody, they probably say, fat bitch, roll away. That's what they would say to me. They'd be like, oh, roll away, ho, roll away. Not walk, just roll away. I know, it's going to be some folks out there saying, okay, you act like you done gained 500 pounds in the past month or something. But, well, y'all will see. Y'all going to see. This shit ain't cute no more. But, damn, I'm so excited. So, but this gangbang, I mean, I'm getting ready to get nosy because I'm getting ready to get the nitty gritty. So,
go for it.
What the scenes are you going to be doing? Because, I mean, shit, you talking about gangbang. I mean, you can already have, like, some bitches up in there. Are you just going to let motherfuckers take their, you know, are you getting ready to be the all-around hole girl? Damn.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, for the first time, I'm going to be a little selfish and take them all for myself to start off with. Maybe I'll be nice and share.
Well, because I'm like, you know, when you think about it, when I think about a gangbang,
mm-hmm.
I think about, you know, every single hole being filled up. So are you gonna be doing any DPs up in this? I'm being nosy. I'm gonna ask a question.
No, here you go. This is something that you will enjoy. This is I am an ass virgin. So there will be no DPing in the video. which is gonna be titled Taste of Limon. So it's kind of like a little sample.
You know what? It's going to be some folks out there trying to get your shit just because they'd be like, first interview. So First of all, is this your first interview, or is there some other ones out there that we need to know about, you know?
Oh, no, ma'am. You have broke my interview cherry.
Oh, my God. Did I just hear the word ma'am? I'm going to have to talk to her. Damn ma'am shit.
She's
polite to you guys, even though she just insulted me by calling me ma'am. Y'all know how I feel about this shit.
I have people call me ma'am, and I don't even look
It's a polite thing.
Well, it's nice to know that there's manners still out there.
You know, it's manners out there, but it's a shock. Especially, I know some folks from New Jersey and New York. Let's rephrase it. The folks from New York, and I know y'all not going to like this, but I'm going to call y'all asses out because I've had a taste of y'all before in my personal life. I ain't talking about on this show. Some of you motherfuckers need to realize that when a person bumps into you and they say, excuse me, they're not asking for a fight. It's because they weren't trying to bump into your asses. Darn it. Excuse me. Thank you. So them things that I know y'all think that the rest of the country don't know about because y'all think that New York is the damn shit. Come back around, people. And I'm calling y'all out because I've encountered a few of them in my personal life. We won't say how I encountered them, but they almost saw what fucking Detroit looked like because I was ready to clock some bitches. You know, excuse me. You know, you're a physical person, you say excuse me. I know y'all think just because they killing motherfuckers every day here, believe it or not, we say excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me while I blow your brains out.
There you go.
No, they don't do that here. They don't politely blow you away here, and I don't know them people. So let's disclaimer. I don't know anybody who does that, but we do have manners here. But
that's good to know when I visit Detroit.
We have manners. I mean, I think some of these bastards here are cheap as hell, but that's a personal opinion, you know.
Well, thanks for the heads up. That's good to know.
I think some of them cheap, you know. I think the idea of making it rain. Why am I talking about folks? See, y'all know policy. I don't talk about motherfuckers, but I'm going to bring it out now. Okay. When Melanie Lamone comes to Detroit, you motherfuckers, go to your baby's mama stash. Pull out the real money. Make the shit rain. Y'all know what make it rain, and I ain't saying make it drizzle. When she come to the club, you motherfucker, bring out them stacks, the real stacks. And if you waiting on your damn bridge card to get cut back on that you can use at the club, don't fucking come.
There
she
don't
accept bridge cards, okay? And your full stamp
should
be that low. So when we say make it rain, you better have a stack of fives and tens. Don't have no fucking 500 runs in there unless you're giving her all 500 of them. Yes, I'm calling y'all out because you motherfuckers do not know how to make it rain. And I don't mean to the club, but I know they don't know how to make it rain. I already know. I done seen them firsthand.
Mm.
Don't say you're making it rain. And you pulling quarters out your pocket. Tell her, here you go, baby. Let me drop the quarters on the stage. That's not cute.
Oh, that is so not cute. So not cute at all.
Pull out them real stacks. If all you guys in that stack, just say, here you go, baby. I'm sorry. Let me just give you the wad. That ain't making it. Unless you got some 5s, 10s, 15s, 5s, 10s, 20s, 50s.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all know them folks.
Mm-hmm.
50s are good.
50s are just fine.
See, I'm pushing you. And I'm knowing you come quit being so cheap. But, oh, my God, I'm excited. You know, so how are you building your fan base? Because I know you're getting the word out there about how you're doing this. So what type of appearances are you going to be making between now and this first film that we should be knowing about?
Well, I'll be doing a lot of, promotions. I'll be at Center Street every Wednesday. My manager, he has a lot of other events lined up for the XXX-rated energy drink events. Going to make appearances there as well. And, just a lot of the information can come from my blogs on my Twitter, at Melody Lamone. And, it's actually amazing. When he first opened up the blog, I had hits from the United States, and I just recently got based in Germany. So hi to my love bugs in Germany, showing love.
Yeah, and they be all over. Hey, and you'll get that whole Middle Eastern crowd. It's amazing. You'll look up one day and you'll be like, where the hell all them damn followers come from? One day you have no followers, and the next day you'll be like, where the hell they come from? And then one day you do something stupid and they fucking suspend your damn account. Yeah, goddamn Twitter, I'm pissed at y'all tonight right now.
Oh, that's not cool. Yeah, but that's basically where you can get most of the information is on my Twitter.
Wow, you know what? Now, let's see. I think I got a question. Okay, Joseph, and I see a guest up in the chat room. Joseph, I think you typed the question. I'm going to try to get to it. And for the guest that's up in there, you know, all you got to do is join and follow us on Blog Talk, and you can type your question up in here. But I know that I'm looking at the question, so bear with me for a second, because Joseph is one of my loyal followers, listeners. I keep saying followers because I'm so used to being on Twitter. But he's a loyal listener. He's a loyal follower on Twitter also. I'm just looking. Okay. Oh. All right. Okay, that was a comment to me because I was talking about how dead my voice was. And Joseph wanted to know how you were doing tonight.
Oh, well, I'm doing fantastic. I'm doing even better now that I'm live with you, definitely, for the first time. It's a lot of fun. But
so,
thank you, Joe, for asking. I'm very well.
You know, and Joseph, you know, I love him because he can make my day. We done talked about fat calves and everything, and he just done came back. I done said I'm dead. Don't worry, you're sexy if you're dead. I do a... Regardless of what I say, I'm sexy to him. I love a man that I'm always sexy to. You know, I'm going to be a fat bitch, and Joseph going to be like, that's all right, baby. You sexy. I love you. And I'm going to be like, yes, Joseph, thank you. Joseph's going to find me and going to kick my ass. Joseph going to be like, I'm beating your ass. But Joseph, I got love for you, baby. You know that. I love you because you always keep me on. You keep me on point. I ain't going to lie. On my worst days, he keep me going. But I always have a topic of the week. This week I didn't have a topic, but when I thought about it, we're getting into the holidays, and I had a little incident happen. It was kind of dear to me, but this can pertain to everybody. How do you tell the people in your life that you love them? And I'm not talking about the man. I'm talking about be it your children, your mom, your dad, your family. How do you show them that you love them or tell them?
That's a really good question. It's a trick question. Is it just in general or for the holidays?
Just in general.
In general, I just, you know, keep being the good daughter that I am, you know. Whenever my mother needs help, I help her. I love her unconditionally. I'm honest with her. I have, you know, a very great relationship with her. So just by maintaining a responsible life, and, you know, taking care of the things I need to take care of, you know, it's fine. I'm a mother as well. So, you know, I show my son love by, you know, doing the simple things, homework every day, you know, going to his events.
Oh, so can we put you on MILF status?
Yes, you can.
MILF? Okay, you guys, y'all done heard it here. See, we done got a... up and going. Not only is she a newbie, but she a MILF, you know. And from them pictures I saw,
holla to all my MILFs out there.
She's a sexy MILF. And you know, damn. I'm just gonna be me, cause shit, you done now went and took it to the MILF status. Well, all this shit you got going on, you said you're not going to be sharing the guys. So first of all, are you going to do any girl-on-girl scenes, or you just going to keep it strictly dickly?
Oh, no. I am super bi, so there will be men and women in my career, definitely.
Oh, so we're going to see you going down. Now, do you like a hairier ball?
It depends. I don't like it. I don't like it too hairy, and I don't like it too bald because I feel like I'm with a kid. So I just like just a little bit. Just a little patch. You know, that's my favorite.
Okay, ladies, y'all heard that. For all y'all who like somebody who know where downtown is. Now, do you play with that shit, or do you really get into it? Because, you know, there's people who say they buy, but then when you see them on camera, see, I can't speak to nobody else. And I watch a bitch on camera, and she claims she like women. I'd be like, well, bitch, your tongue ain't even down there. So are you really, my question is, are you really bi? Are you going to be faking that shit on camera? Or we're going to say, damn, she know how to eat a pussy.
Well, I'm going to do the same thing that I do in my personal life. I don't fake anything. So it'll be all, I will be in it. I will be all
men,
up in it.
If, okay, men, ladies, if you'd like to see a female who knows what the hell she's doing, when she put out that girl scene, y'all better be watching it. I'm going to critique, and I'm going to be sitting there with the pen saying, she said that she really... I'm going to get in trouble. I know I'm going to get a damn text message or something about my craziness in a minute. And we got Porno Fan up in the chat room. So, Porno Fan, baby, if you got any questions, add, this is your time to type them. I'm tongue-tied. I feel like I'm high. See, this is what happens when you really don't drink alcohol during the week, but you drink an energy drink. Okay, Raider X Energy. Oh, for those of you, while we talking about Raider X Energy, all y'all listening, it's still open to voting for Miss Raider X Energy 2014. Yes, this bitch is still in the running so far. Oh, no, I might have gotten knocked out. Last time I checked, I'm still in the running for Miss Raider X 2014, so y'all take y'all asses and go vote for me. I need to at least get the hood-ass bitch can, you know. Can I get
there you go. Well, bitch, you have my you got one vote with me.
They'll say hood bitch on the can. I'm gonna get a damn tweet or something about this shit in a minute. I know. I feel it coming. I feel a did I just say that shit on the radio coming out? But so I heard you, and you spoke about Reddit X. So are we gonna see your ass on one of them cans?
It is. It has been discussed. It has been discussed that they're in the process of putting me on a can. I think it would be absolutely amazing. I am so excited if it does happen. I mean, somebody putting their mouth that close to me at an available basis all the time should be a good thing, right? I mean, because they can't get to me personally, so why not drink a can with my sexy ass on it?
At least you won't cover the can. My can is going to be the roly-poly can. They're going to say, damn, can we see where the Raider X is at? Bitch covered the whole fucking. They're going to say there's BBW and then there's Miss B, the fat bitch.
Oh, stop.
Like I said, I know somebody's going to say, why am I on this? Y'all don't know. I'm not happy right now. I'm not. My self-esteem is at an all-time low, you guys.
Oh, all-time that's not good. Low. Now, why is that?
Because I'm it's at an all-time low. You didn't hear me earlier. I fucking killed 2 pairs of boots this weekend because I gained weight.
Oh, hell no.
I got big calves. I went to go put on my sexy-ass boots. One pair, it was okay, and so I went to some place, and it said, look, see all these tears? This will happen when your ass gain weight, bitch. So I had to throw them away. Then I went to go put another pair on. They said, listen, you are a fat bitch. What part don't you understand? Don't try to squeeze that big-ass calf into this damn sexy-ass boot. So I'm not a happy camper right now. My boots gave me... My boots gave me low self-esteem. My boots.
Oh, damn them boots.
You know what? If it wasn't for the fact it's so damn cold here, I'd be saying damn them too. I need them damn legs covered. Man.
Yeah, it's getting real cold. It's getting cold out here too. The snow is just unbelievable. It's nice to look at, but I don't like being out in that hot mess.
Damn, they just set up in my chat room, rest in peace to the boot. Damn. Yeah. It did go R.I.P., you know. I tell y'all, you know, ain't nothing worse when a boot, when your boots call you a fat bitch, you know it's time to drop the weight. And the sad part is I work out, but we ain't going to talk about me. I'm being nosy. What size are you? Because I looked at your picture, and you look like you like about size 2. What size are you? Yeah, I'm getting real nosy.
I mean, I don't know, like, the size numbers, like 5 or 6. I just know I have a 27 waist. So I don't know, is that like a 5 or a 6? I'm, like,
you know,
terrible with numbers.
You one of them chicks that Monique used to talk about skinny bitch. We can't stand you, you know. 27-inch waist, I think that's one of my, I think that's a thigh.
Yeah, I'm like a 26, and then my bust size, I'm like a 32. I'm a 32D. And I got a little tiny butt, you know, something to hold on to. Nothing crazy. I don't.
I'm just so curious because you know what? I want. You know what? Can't. Yo, I know your manager, somebody out there listening, can sister get a pre-clip of something? Because I want to see this shit in action. You know, I'm talking to her, sex, and you got sexy-ass voice. I know y'all hearing her. Sexy-ass voice.
Thank you very much.
Now we got to see her on screen, you know, because I'm curious. Because all the pictures, and you know what, I'm so used to getting folks' pictures with no damn clothes on. You was all covered up. I was like, damn, you know, all these clothes.
Yeah, just a little preview. Because when the shit really starts happening, then they're gonna see everything. You know, that's why you know my first DVD. The title is Taste of Limon. You know, and that's what I'm kind of going for. Just every little bit, get a little taste here and there of what I'm about.
Well,
I like to tease.
All I could say is, damn, you know. I'm excited for you. Shit, I ain't even met you, but I'm excited for you because I'm like, damn, I get, you know, first interview, and all I could say is, damn, you know, because... wait a minute, all I'm thinking now, you know, I didn't, you know, we done talked about your gangbangs, but tell me, what are you looking forward to being in the industry? You know, what are some of the things that you want, tell everybody what they want to know about you that they can see coming.
That they can see coming. Ooh. Well, obviously, you know, the videos that I have, but, you know, on top of it, like, you know, I want to get to the point where I get to a status where I can help people, you know. You know, because you know, there's a lot of things going on in the industry, and you know, I just want to put out as much positive as I can, and you know, try to be, you know, advocate for certain, you know, certain charities and things like that. Just things that I plan on the future. You know, I don't plan on, you know, just being known for, you know, how good I play. I want to be also known as the type of person I am, which is, you know, real down to earth and. You know, I like to have fun. I like to be safe, and you know that's my biggest intention is, you know, to let people know that I'm enjoying myself, I'm being safe, and to let other people know that, you know, that as well.
Wow, you know what? I'm gonna get a few serious questions in here. Now, if someone came to you, you being a newbie, see, you really knew. If someone came to you and they said, yo, Melody, I want to get in the industry, what can you tell me? What would you suggest to them? Would you, being really fresh new, what would you suggest to them if they said they were thinking about getting into it?
The first thing I would say is, you know, be very cautious and very careful who represents you. You know, I've had experience in my past in other sides of entertainment. You know, there's a lot of people out there in any type of entertainment that want to take advantage of you. So first and foremost, make sure you're not getting taken advantage of, that you're doing what you want to do and you're comfortable with doing. And also have an open mind. You know, if somebody's interested in the porn industry, I would assume they enjoy having sex. So, you know, if you're open and into it, that's right now, it's the best thing that I could say to somebody who's just new, because that's exactly, you know, what I had done. You know, very cautious. You know, there were certain few people who had approached me, and I feel that I made the right decision, and you know, I'm very comfortable and I feel safe. And to me, that's the most important thing in this industry: safety. So.
Wow, Porno Fan came up with his answers. I hope this is a guy. Porno fans, I'm going to apologize. Let me apologize, because I just said guy, and you might be a female, so let me apologize for assuming that you were a guy. But Porno fans said in the chat room, first off, why do you want to get in, which that's understandable, and then to tell them all of the bad that comes with the industry. Well, you know what, along with it, and I'm going to jump in and say, along with the bad that's in the industry, but I wouldn't say the bad, the possible negatives to go with the industry, because, and I'm just elaborating because I saw what was put in the chat room, and definitely, you know, I would say be careful in the industry. I will always tell someone, you know, and I wouldn't, you know what, I don't like using the word bad in the industry. I think there are a lot of negatives in certain industries. There are, connotations that go with the industry. So that's how I would probably handle that with anybody who asks, because I have people ask me, you know, how to sell toys, and I always tell them, you know, what to do. And I would, this is the one thing I would recommend to anybody trying to get into any industry. Do your research. That is the biggest thing, research. Because it don't matter how much you want to do something. If you don't research it, it don't really matter.
Exactly, because you don't know what you're getting yourself into.
But we've got a caller. So do you want to take a couple of questions live?
Oh, wow. Sure. Why not?
Hey, caller, you're on the air with Miss B and Melody Lamone. How you doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
I'm all right. You got a question for us, sweetie?
Actually, I just called to say hi to my ex-girlfriend and tell her I wish her the best.
Aw, thank you, baby. I love you. I miss you.
I love you, too.
Well, y'all, I should explain, this is a very good friend of mine and an ex of mine, Hazel Allure. She's in the industry as well. Thank you so much for your support, babe. I really appreciate it.
You are welcome. Too bad you're not enjoying the 85 degrees weather in Florida with me right now.
Oh, stop rubbing it in. Stop rubbing in the hot weather.
I
you know, we
can call
her
so
for
it's okay.
For weather. I think hot weather is cussing right now, so we don't like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Trust me, I am regretting 100% that I come back home to New York tomorrow. I am enjoying the Florida weather right now. I am in shorts and a tank top and flip-flops outside of a bar.
Oh, no
enjoying
socks?
Enjoying it.
No socks in Florida? You don't need them because
you're
not able.
No socks, just flip-flops.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Okay. Well, thank you for calling in, sweetie. You know, I'm multitasking, so I've got questions going. I've got stuff going on in the chat room. So if I'm pausing, it's no disrespect to anybody. I'm checking out the chat room because I can see the chat room live. Or for anybody who's listening.
It is quite okay. I just have one question for Melanie.
Sure.
And what is it that you want your career to progress to?
I want my career to progress to a level where I can be an advocate and help people.
That is wonderful to hear. I fucking love you, baby.
I love you too, honey.
So please tell me you're going to meet me for lunch when I return.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I look forward to your return to New York City.
That is wonderful. I will definitely give you a call on Thursday.
All right, sweetheart. Have fun in Florida.
You too. I will probably see you Wednesday night at CJ Stroke's birthday party. If not,
oh, fantastic.
I will see you sometime on Thursday.
Okay, honey.
All right.
And thank you for calling in, sweetie.
You are very welcome. Maybe one day.
Damn, I'm not good with this damn keyboard tonight. I'm sorry, what did you say, sweetie? Because me and the keyboard don't like me and the switchboard don't like each other, so you got cut off.
I said maybe one day you will have me on your radio show.
You know what? I'm always, hey, you know what? Shoot me an email because I'm booking my 2014 guest now and the show before ABN. And while I got you on the line, everybody who's listening, you guys want to listen the day before ABN? Well, the day before I fly out for ABN? Because it's going to be a live-ass fucking show because ain't nothing like a bitch trying to stay awake and having to hop on a plane at 4 a.m. to go to Vegas. So
I actually fucking feel you. I got on a plane at 6:30 in the morning to come down to Florida November 30th for my birthday. Honestly, I am regretting coming back home tomorrow night at 10:45 in the evening, I land, and I've just been enjoying this 80 degrees sunny weather for the last 2 weeks, and trust me, I am looking forward to the ABNs, but I do not want to fly out to Vegas.
Well, I'm telling you guys, listen to the January 14th show. That is going to be the crazy-ass show because you guys know I'm on live 9 to 11 p.m., Eastern time. So we all know when I get off the air at 11, somebody up in this chat room knows you, Hazel. Cause
somebody in the chat room knows me. I am Hazel Lord, number one on Facial Views, and I have done other scenes.
They got a message for you. They said, stop bragging, Hazel. So I think that they're talking about being in that nice, warm weather. This is from PornoFan70, and they put in big letters, stop bragging, Hazel. This is not
it is I'm probably just, one of my lovely fans. I enjoy them all individually. They are absolutely amazing. But honestly, I have to brag because I am regretting every moment of flying back home tomorrow night. I honestly do not want to leave this amazing weather. I am in shorts and a tank top right now and flip-flops.
Oh, make sure you dress warm, girl. There's snow on the ground out here.
Oh, I know, and I am, like, totally regretting it. I'm already telling the boyfriend to make sure I have a fucking car waiting for me at JFK Airport tomorrow night.
Very nice.
I do not want to take the train home back to Brooklyn.
See, that's how we're treated on the East Coast, people. We have our men get a car for us.
Of course we do, Mary.
I just drive myself to the airport. Damn, you know.
Man, I am not looking forward to it. Like, it's going to
some
choice
to
suck in a matter of 2 hours. That is not going to be cool, but for all of you that are going to be at JFK tomorrow night around 10:45, I might look like shit, but I will be there getting off my plane.
Well, I want to thank you for calling in, and definitely, you know, shoot me an email, and we'll get you on after the beginning of the year, because next week is my last live show for the year. We're going to be doing readings.
Definitely. I will shoot you an email as soon as I get back home. And Melanie, I fucking love you. And I wish
you
the best in the world.
Thank you.
I hope someday your career could be just as top as mine. Because, honestly, I'm about to float on air, baby. And I want you to fucking do the same.
Girl. I got you. That's why we're here. Thanks,
okay. Honey. Thank you for calling in. I'll be talking to you later. So you guys, y'all heard that. We're going to have Hazel back on the show. We ain't say January 2014. Y'all know I'm always drunk on the air. I don't even drink like that on the air.
Yeah, baby. I am at the local bar by my mom's house right now enjoying the last few drinks I can with my best friend and her boyfriend. I just dropped my mother off at home. And that was
time to
party.
You two are having fun drinking. I'm sitting down watching MTV eating cookies.
Okay.
I'll do a shot for you. What do you have in mind?
I'm doing energy drinks, so I have no alcohol. Mine is I do all natural energy drinks. So.
Oh, no. Fuck the energy drinks right now. Like, we're doing some crazy, like, liquid marijuanas and, like, some carrot coke kind of things. Like, we're in the ghetto of Florida, like the deep south of country people, so.
Wow. I'm in the wrong damn place.
You are.
Wow. You know. Well, Hazel, if you go to Vegas, look me up. I'll be trolling around looking like a hoochie like I always do every year.
Oh, it's okay. I'm in booty shorts and a tank top to fucking show everything so you're straight.
It'll only be 60 degrees, though. It's only 60 in January, so I can't be walking around in shorts. Well, I take that back. If I'm up in the Hard Rock, I'm walking around with nothing on.
I'll make sure.
Ooh,
now,
so
see,
hot.
My viewers, give those donations.
Naked.
I want to see Ms. D naked at the Hard Rock.
I don't mean naked like that, because the Hard Rock won't let us take our... I mean, the Hard Rock is kind of prudish.
Oh, no.
I have some horrible news. I might not be at the ABNs. I might be in Amsterdam or Norway at the time being.
Oh.
But I will be there in spirit.
Yeah, smoke a doobie in my honor.
No, baby. It's Germany or fucking somewhere else.
Miss V, she's moving all over the place. We need to start traveling with her.
I know. You know, my passport is already ready. So, you know, anytime you want to just throw me on the plane with you, Hazel, just say, hey, Miss V, got your ticket. You know, anybody want to give me a ticket to go with Hazel? My passport, you know, all I got to do is go to the safe deposit box and pull that passport out. It's still valid. It's got about 8 years left, though. So.
I have to get my passport the moment I return back to New York. So there will be a lot of adventures going on in 2014. I promise all my fans that.
And I told, see, y'all never know what's going to happen when you call into, when you listen to this show. You know, we get Hazel calling in, we got Melody. You know, y'all just never know what the hell is going to happen. That's why I tell everybody, I don't do interviews. I just have conversations. We sit back. We have girl talk. We be like, yo, what's going on? You know, we find out who's eating whose pussy, who's sucking dick, who's fucking who, who's on scene, you know, who's going to parties. Because, you know, we don't have parties like that here in Detroit. So I live vicariously through everybody else.
Hey, she was eating my pussy for a while, and I wish she would get back on it because, damn, like, a fucking is a good cum right now.
Yeah. Okay, now y'all done heard that. You know, we were talking earlier about if she could eat pussy. We done got that one mark up there saying, yes, she could do it good. I told her when I see it on film, you know, I'm going to be sitting there critiquing.
See, we got Hazel on the air to prove that I do know how to lick a good pussy.
What if she is naked in my bed tomorrow night before we go to CJ Stroke's party?
There you go. And also, yeah, she's talking about CJ, CJ's birthday party. CJ Strokes is another male talent and a very dear friend of ours.
CJ, well, I can't get him on this damn show for shit. So
he's so busy. But tomorrow night is his birthday party, and it's at where I go every Wednesday. Playboy hosts Lola Bastinado's party. She hosts Industry every Wednesday, so we're having a huge bash. So anybody in the New York area, New Jersey area, please feel free to come. It's at
when you say the tri-state area, it makes so much more sense.
Yeah. So everybody who can hear and can come out to New York City, you know, definitely look it up. Industry Wednesdays, hosted by Lola Bastinado. The more the merrier. Females, wear your purple panties. It's free to get in.
My favorite color, purple.
Nice. See,
yeah,
now if you weren't in Detroit,
color.
If you were not in Detroit, I would have loved to have seen you. I couldn't let you in without me personally seeing those purple panties, though. That would be the only thing.
I wear a purple corset and everything. So you have to go look on my Twitter page. If you see every single picture that I'm with somebody, I'm in purple.
Even my
avatar is in purple. So.
You are too funny.
That is awesome.
That's great.
And if you look, you'll see the purple lady because I am the only. See, you probably didn't realize it was me because I had the purple lady in my booth at Exotica. I'm the only purple lady that goes to Exotica.
Mhm.
Big purple lady.
Baby,
got them
shots, please.
Very nice.
And she ordering shots while she's talking to us.
So one thing I love about Hazel, she's a multitasker. She's going to do more than one thing at one time.
What are you saying? While I'm on the phone?
Yeah.
You know, now I got Patron on the damn brain because I'm thinking, damn, you know, I'm a month away from my damn Patron stuff.
There you go.
That's the only time I really drink Patron is when I go to Vegas. And wow, that's another question. So,
when we meet, we will be having Patron shots at the bar, I promise you.
Yay.
Hey, so I'm going to put you on hold, and I'm going to take this other caller, baby, okay? But I'll come back to you.
All right, well, I'm going to hang up. So you guys have a lovely evening, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right, love you, baby.
I love you, baby. I'll talk to you soon,
babe.
All right, bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
That was Hazel Allure, right?
Yes, that was Hazel Allure. That was a very nice surprise.
I'm always messing people's names up, and I knew I didn't want to say Allure, and then I'd be like, okay. And I know about Hazel Allure, so I was like, okay. So I'm going to take this caller because, damn. This show done went back quick. I better watch my time tonight. Okay, let me take the next
We got lost in time. It's like we're hanging out just bullshit, and I love it.
I told you it's a conversation. I tell everybody I don't do interviews. I have conversations, so y'all never know what the hell's gonna happen.
Oh, Mindy, I'm so glad you took my cherry. I wouldn't have it any other way.
Okay, let me take two callers. Let me take the first one.
Ooh, okay.
Hey, baby, you're on the air with Miss V. How you and Melody Lamone? How you doing tonight?
What's up, ladies?
Oh, hi. Nice deep voice. Hello there.
I got a feeling I know who the hell this is, but I want you to confirm if I think it is before I sit here and say some shit I shouldn't say.
It's so sexy. I think I might know who it is.
Yeah.
I'll give you three guesses right now.
Okay, what's the first one?
No, you got a guess.
Not a hint, silly. Guess.
give me three guesses. Y'all know I can't hear worth shit. Is this Mr. Satisfaction?
Yes, it is.
Hey,
you know what? Now, see, I got something for you guys. I got a chance to, you know that this, and I'm here, no disrespect, but I'm going to have to call it the way it is. You know, this motherfucker don't never show his face on camera, so all y'all see is his bottom half. I got a chance to actually find out who the fuck it was. And all I can tell you is that, damn, you know, sexy ass man. I personally could never fuck him, you know, because I would never do that. But for those of y'all who want to fantasize, this is the man that you want to go hop on his dick. I would never do it, not because of anything other than my man would fucking kill me, and I kind of like living. Y'all don't want to come to a funeral.
See, that's why I stay single, girl. Mr. Satisfaction, I'd be more than happy to get satisfied by him, since, you know, I'll take it from his base since she can't.
Well, with you saying that, a song comes to mind. Was it called Tap Out?
Yeah.
What is?
Mm-hmm. Tap Out.
Yeah, I just had to have a little reminiscent of that. I don't know if you remember that, Miss Lamone.
A little bit.
So you got a question, sweetie? Because I've been running my mouth tonight.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. You guys went too fast. I went right over my head. I wasn't paying attention for a second. I spaced out.
Well, basically, here's what I'd like to know. What's the best? I'm not gonna say the best sex. I'll say what is the best scene that you want to have in this industry.
The best scene?
Yes.
Oh my goodness. Well, I don't know if it would be the best scene, but a fantasy of mine that I would like to do in my camera is to have a threesome with two small people, male and female. That is like one of my biggest goals. I mean, and obviously I'm already going to be playing with men and women, so I absolutely love that. You know, women especially, I can't wait to, like, my first pissy on camera.
Okay. So, Lizzie, I'm not, you know, I was going to ask you a question too, you know, but I'm not going to fuck with you that much today.
You can ask me any damn thing you want to. Shoot.
Okay.
You might not like the answer, but fucking shoot.
Let me see. Ms. V, the first time you interviewed me, how wet did you pussy get when you came?
I'm not fucking answering that damn question. Next question.
Next question.
Mr. Satisfaction, there are some things that I don't think should ever divulge. Remember, I'm a happily in a relationship woman.
Now back to...
And I'm looking at my ring right now, baby. Baby, since you're listening, yes, I'm holding my damn ring up at my end and saying, yes, baby, yes.
Oh, it's funny.
And for another one from Ms. Melody Lamone.
Yes, Mr. Satisfaction.
If I can remember...
Uh-oh.
It wasn't per se a scene, but it was a prep for it. But what was going through your head the night, you know, that satisfaction was guaranteed?
Well, being that, you know, it was my first time with a sexy chocolate man, it was an experience I'll never forget. And it was very satisfying.
Oh, yeah, and for you fellas out there who want to book it for y'all shoes, trust me. She knows what she's doing. She definitely knows people.
I'm tightening them rings.
It sounds like I'm eavesdropping on a conversation and I ain't know about.
Well, hey, I put it like this, like, yo, once the mouth hit, oh my goodness, it was like, ooh wee, you know, I don't want her to stop. And then, you know, when she went on and started riding on the dick, it was just like, it was like pleasure, it was like nirvana right there. It was like, I just wanted to keep on just coming and coming and coming.
You make me want, you know, you make, yeah, on some real shit. Like, I'm about to light a cigarette. I'm hot as hell right now.
Remember, this is an adult-oriented, oh, shit, I can't say that. Then. I guess I can't put that disclaimer in there. We do talk about sex. Okay, next.
I tell people this. Porn is a job, but sex is therapy.
Yes.
Mr. Satisfaction, you mind if I put you on hold? Because I want to take my other caller because, you know, I have conversations, and I'm looking at this clock that's yelling at me right now, and if I don't get some callers in, I might get some nasty tweets this week.
Oh, you know, I don't want that.
I love my good tweets. I don't like my bad ones. But I'm going to put you on hold.
Oh, no, not bad ones. You mean negative ones.
No, I get bad tweets. They don't know.
Oh, you hear that?
You didn't answer my damn call, bitch. I get them tweets.
yeah, you can put me on hold. You can definitely put me on hold.
Hey, sweetie, you're on the air with Miss V and Melanie Lamont. How you doing this week?
Hi, this is Randy.
Hey,
hi,
Randy.
Hi, Randy.
How you doing? How you ladies doing tonight?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I was really wanted to say is how are you ladies doing besides cute?
I'm cold.
Which you both
shit.
Are.
I'm a little chilly, but I'm good.
Randy is a true gentleman. He is so full of compliments. Randy, when is
I
your
know,
birthday?
I love it.
We got to give you, when is your birthday? Because, you know, you got to get your birthday shout out.
December 21st. It's next Saturday.
You know what?
Ooh,
that's
coming up.
Because you're going to, can I say your age, Randy? This is one of my loyal listeners. Can I say
okay.
how old you be? Or
okay.
is that okay, Randy? He's going to be
okay.
the big five. He's going to be the big 5-0 next week. And Twitter, he is so cute. And I know that's mean to say about a man, but he is so cute. You know, and I told him this. He knows that I say it, but he is so cute, you know, and such a gentleman. He always full of compliments. Another
equal. Oh, I love him. I love a man who compliments a woman on a regular basis. It's very sexy. Also, older men, I love it. I love more, not older men, let me rephrase myself. I love mature men.
Aww. That's so sweet. You're so sweet. Hello, what'd you say?
Do you have a question?
Okay. For Melanie. Is it Melanie, right?
Yeah, Melody.
Melody, okay. I just want to know, I just want to know a few things. One, what's the name of your, can you remember the name of your first film? And two, what's your favorite position in a film?
She hasn't done her first film yet. She's only been in the industry in a month.
But
oh,
Randy,
she hasn't done it yet.
But no, but I do have my title. That's what I'm, one of the scenes I'll be doing, my gangbang scene is one of the scenes that is going to be in my video, and it's going to be called Taste of Lamone. And my favorite position with a man is doggy style, and of course with a woman on my back.
I love that position. I love doggy style.
Oh, it's my favorite. You get to feel everything. It's perfect.
Yeah. And you say you've been in it a month, and you haven't done any scenes yet. Is that correct?
No, I am right now. I'm just working on the scenes. I have none that are published and ready for my blog yet, but that will be coming up within the next. We're going to try to get some stuff blogged on the blog before the new year, but definitely like very close after the new year if it's not done before then.
Okay, let me ask you another. Are you on Twitter? If you are, I would like to follow you.
Oh, absolutely. You can find me on Twitter at Melody Lemon, lemon with the E at the end.
Okay. Yeah, I would definitely follow you.
Yay, I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it, Randy. And have a great birthday.
I'm sure I'll be doing that next week, of course.
Yes, yeah, of course, of course. Do you have anything exciting planned? Any strippers or anything like that?
Well, I mean, I want to apologize. I will be 50 next year.
So you're 49.
I'll be
49. Sorry, Randy.
No. Hey, that's not a problem. I think
we've been having this 5-0 conversation for a while, so maybe that's why I was thinking. So I'm sorry.
So I'll be 50 next year, but I don't have gray hair. Obviously, I don't have gray hair, so I have a round face.
Nice.
And I had hair, but in the picture that Ms. V sees, I have a bald head. But I don't have wrinkles.
That's great.
I don't have wrinkles. Not bad for a person who's almost 50.
But
I will be.
But, you know, black don't crack.
But to answer her question about doing something, but I will do something sort of like plan on doing something a little off the ordinary for something I don't normally do on my 50th birthday.
And what is that?
I was planning on getting dominated by a woman by being spanked up my ass.
Damn. And I'm not the one doing it? Damn it.
If you were there, I would allow you to spank me on my ass.
Oh, nice.
She's in New York. You're in Boston, not that far away.
Hello.
Wait a minute. Why am I sitting here doing hookups on my show like, hey, she ain't that far, you know?
Well,
did y'all catch a train there?
Yeah, I live near a train station, yes, so I can easily get
a train. So that's
like a train,
right? See, I do know a little bit about the East Coast. That's like a
there
train.
You go.
The train everywhere, right?
Oh,
yeah.
Train or bus.
I'm doing hookup for people on the air.
Who's your matchmaker? Miss B, the matchmaker.
But I have to find you first if I want to do that.
Of course. You got to be my fan on Twitter.
Yeah, I will definitely follow you.
Yay.
Randy, if you go to my Twitter page, you'll see her link right there, you know, when you and my Twitter, you know, them things I damn be doing.
Yes.
Show and you'll see her Twitter on there. Cause
okay, I will find, first I'll find you, then I'll find her, and then I'll definitely follow you.
Yay.
Oh, but let me ask you ladies something. We just got some snow. Have you guys seen getting the white stuff where you are?
We got snow over here. The last 2 days it's been snowing in Jersey and in New York.
Okay.
Yeah,
we got snow, but we didn't get a lot. We got the damn cold. But they said we're getting snow on Thursday.
Oh.
Yeah, we're supposed to be getting more, too, I think, Thursday. I'm so tired of the snow. I miss Florida.
You miss Florida? Yeah, I've been to Florida.
I like the
once.
Snow. See, you know what? Think about when it's snowing outside, it's a little bit warmer. It's when it's not no snow and it's cold as hell. Because, see, I can handle the snow because if it's snowing outside, you got to have about 32 degrees for it to really snow and stick. Below that, it's not really snow. So when it snows, at least you're a little bit warmer.
Mm-hmm. I just think it's nice to look at.
Snow angels. Snowballs, you know.
I was doing that all this morning. My son had he had a snow day, and that's what we were doing all day, doing snow angels and until the rain took all the snow away. So it was fun. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I like the snow because my dogs like the snow. My dogs like to play in the snow. That's if you want to see what the criminals do here in Detroit. Have a lot of snow. No, if you want to have a lot of snow, I know y'all going to say I'm crazy. You have a lot of snow, and then you do like I do. Because the criminals like prey on people when they're out doing shit. What I do is I take the big-ass Rottweiler mixed with Collie outside with me, and I don't have him on his chain. And he likes to play in the snow. So ain't nothing worse than a damn 70-pound dog hopping back and forth in the damn snow that you don't know nobody approach my ass then. I'm shoving the snow, and he's like, I'm like, stop that. And he's just playing back and forth in the snow, and then my little bitty one who looks like a soccer ball, he, like, lost in the snow. So I like the snow because I take the big dog outside with me. I'd be like, come on, baby, let's go outside. Let's go terrify some neighbors.
I was about to ask you something, but you probably already told you. I think I probably already told you. I'm afraid to ask, but I figure I already told you. I'm trying to think of some new material.
You know Randy? Don't worry about it because we got 27 minutes left, and you know what? I'm almost at my last 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm going to do is, you know, because we got Mr. Satisfaction. You know, we have conversations up on this damn show, but I got to take a little break. So I'm going to put everybody on hold, and, you know, we're gonna give Miss Melody something to think about since she's new to the industry. Y'all know I got all kind of freaky-ass fucking music that I be playing. I'm going to take a break. I'm going to come back, but we're going to give everybody something to think about because when I come back, we might even talk about the damn song. So I'll be back in a minute, you guys.
Okay.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and motherfucking girls. This is your captain with no name speaking, and I'm rock your world with a tale that will soon be classic about a woman you already know. No prostitute she, but the mayor of your brain, pussy control. A schoolyard, a little girl skipping rope with a friend. A test kit, a task, and no lunch in her basket. Your school books for the fight she would be in one day over this hoodie. She got beat for some clothes and a rep. With a chin up, she stole it. All y'all's molded. When I'm rich on your neck, I will step. And step she did to the straight A's. Then college, the master degree. She hired the heifers that jumped her and made every one of them work for free. No, why? So, what is my sisters are trifling? They just don't know. She said mama didn't tell them what she told me. Girl, you need pussy control. Bank in her pockets before she got dick in her drawers. His brother didn't have good and plenty of his own in love, pussy never did fall. And this fool named Trick wanna stick her, talking more shit than a bitch about how he gonna make pussy a star if she come to sing a lick on his head. Pussy said, nigga, you crazy if you don't know. Every woman in the world ain't a freak. You can go platinum four times, still couldn't make what I make in a week. So push up on somebody wanna hear that. Cause there's somebody here don't wanna know. Boy, you better act like you understand when you roll with pussy control. Story. I need another piece of your ear. I want to hip you all to the reason I'm known as the player of the year. Cause I met this girl named Pussy at the club in a national bar. She was rolling four deep, three sisters and a weepy-eyed white girl driving her home. I pulled up right beside her and my electric top went down. I said, motherfucker, I know your reputation and I'm astounded that you're here. I fear you're lonely and you want to know. A 12 o'clock straight up nigga that don't give a shit that you're pretty control. Well, I'm that nigga, at least I wanna be, but it's gonna be hard as hell. Keep
my mind off a body that will make every rich man want to sell, sell, sell. Can I tell you what I'm thinking that you already know? You need a motherfucker that respects your name. Now say it, pussy control. This motherfucker is, ladies, make them act like they know, you are, was, and always will be, pussy control.
I know y'all said, damn, this bitch just ended this quick. But we're coming down to the last 20 minutes of the show, and I've got the sexy, beautiful Miss Melody Lamoe on the air with me, and I've got Mr. Satisfaction, and I've got Randy up in the queue. And we're going to wrap this up in a few minutes, but I want to tell all you guys before I go back to everybody, make sure you listen next week because I got the beautiful and the sexy Misty Blue calling in. And, you know, I'm going to get all up on her shit next week. But after that, we'll be on break for 2 weeks. But if you want to keep on top of everything that's going on with me, check me out on Twitter at Miss V the Toy Lady. That's MSVDATOYLADY. Make sure you go to these After Dark Pleasure products for all your pleasure needs at thetoylady.com. That's DATOYLADY.com. And download our app. We do have that free app where you could catch us on the web at thenaughtyappshop.com. I'm going to go back to my guests and we're going to talk for a few more minutes, and then tonight we're going to have just a little bit shorter show. We're not going to go all the way to 11, but we're going to bring everybody back on, and I'm going to have Miss Melody give us a few words of inspiration. We're going to bring Randy back. We're going to bring Mr. Satisfaction back, and I'm going to be talking to you guys next week because we're going to have fun. But remember, you can always post your questions in the chat room. Call in 646-716-8041. Sit back, listen, and enjoy. And I'm going to say this because I know I might not be able to wrap up when I want to. Welcome back, sweetie. How you doing?
Hi. Okay. I miss you.
Oh, thank you. You know, so with all that, I might have to take another break before we go off the air, but I'm bringing everybody up. Hey, Mr. Satisfaction, I got you back. And I got Randy. So for all y'all who know about that song, Pussy Control, you know, I'm going to make my comment about it because everybody thinks that he really talking about sex. He's talking about a bitch. You know? No, I'm serious. People say, why do you always say that song? I'm like, because you got to listen to it. He really not talking about what's in between the legs. He's talking about a bitch who's taking care of business, you know. But Melody, what type of pussy control you got going on? You know, I think somebody, there needs to be a porn star named Pussy Control and see what they do.
Pussy Control. Well, I'm single, so they're really, I mean, my Pussy Control is that, that's a really hard question. I never really thought about any kind of even having my pussy controlled. Because once it gets controlled, that's a problem. That's the
no,
pussy.
No, you're the pussy control.
Oh, I'm the pussy control.
Yeah.
I got to pay attention to the lyrics. Yeah. Of course. Then in that case, then damn straight, I am in control of my pussy.
That's why she's making the bank. That's why I tell her I love that song, you know. I'm a true diehard Prince fan, you know. I'm the bitch who was following him probably, well, only in Michigan because I wasn't allowed to travel when he was doing all his music because I was a teenager. And then when I got grown, I had other things to do, like get a job. But
yeah, I was just a twinkle in my daddy's eye. Oh, no, hell no. No, I was around. I was like in kindergarten. Never mind. I was out.
That's a satisfaction.
Out.
You know, what you think about pussy control?
Pussy control.
Yeah, I would really like to know this answer too, Mr. Satisfaction.
Not too deep, because you know what? We're going to cut this off in about 5 minutes, so I'm getting everybody's quick questions and answers.
Well, with pussy control, you know, it all depends on, you know, female, so because it could be put in many ways. You know, one, she, you know, she has discipline when it comes to, you know, who she fucks and who she doesn't fuck, and then also it's about, you know, how she actually makes the pussy actually do what it needs to do to make the man say, damn, baby, I'm coming back for some more.
Damn, baby, I'm coming back for more.
Okay, and Randy, what do you think about pussy control?
I think all depends on the mood. Certain type of mood, whether it's a, I mean, sort of like a good mood, say, hey, I want, hey, you ask me, do you want this pussy? I say, yeah. If she's in a bad mood, I just figure she should control that pussy too. Say, hey, you're not getting any.
There you go, Randy. You're such a smart man.
And I was gonna say, porno fandom really. Okay, thank you. I was gonna ask because porno fan had typed one thing, and I was like, what? And he porno fan clarified, which I was like, you're so right on that, because I was looking at that first. And I was going to say, what the hell you mean by that? But thank you, baby, for correction, because I'm glad I ain't comment. But, you know, no, because it was just the way that it was typed, and I got this little crazy look on my face like, what the hell? You know, I'm like, uh-uh. And then thank you, baby, for correcting that, because I was getting ready to say that, and, you know, porno fan said the same thing I was going to say. You know, the woman is, as long as you controlling your pussy, and I tell everybody, pussy control to me is about banking. You know, that's why I love that song, because growing up listening to it, and every time I listen to it, even now, you know, it's really just talking about a woman who's in control of her own destiny, you know. Mm-hmm. And he's talking about the haters, you know. Nowadays we call them haters, back then we called them bitches, you know, same thing, you know. Basically, you know, if you got these folks who are envious of you, but you banking, you know, making that money, because he talk about her having a master's. He talking about her making bitches work for her. Well, that's all about that control. You know, motherfuckers can't do that if they don't have that type of control. But, you know, I ain't going to get too deep into it, because I said I was going to cut this off in 5 minutes. And what I got to do is I got to, you know, Randy, I'm going to, you know, thanks for calling in. Mr. Satisfaction, thanks for calling in.
You're welcome.
I'm going to wrap it up with Melody. And, you know, I'm going to be talking to you guys next week. So I'm going to put you guys back on hold and, you know, wrap up the show. And me and Melody going to have a little bit of comma for a second. And then we'll be calling it a night tonight. I know y'all said this bitch really going to cut it off early. Y'all know I got to take care of some business with this, and I'm preparing because we got all kind of exciting things. But thank you guys for calling in, and like I said, me and Melody gonna have a combo for a second.
Yeah,
you're
thank
welcome.
You guys. Thank you so
you're
much.
Welcome. You're welcome.
Melody.
Yes.
What can we look forward to for you in these next coming months?
Orgasms galore. I want everybody to come when they buy my videos.
And I was going to say, and tell everybody how they can find you.
You can find me on Twitter at Melody Lamone. You can also find me on Instagram, Melody Lamone, and on Facebook.
That is fabulous. I want to thank you for coming on. You have been a fabulous guest. Once that DVD gets released, I want to have you back on, you know, have your manager let me know. I want that first interview when that DVD is released so we can – and I want a copy of it before anybody –
Oh, you got it, girl.
So I could be talking about it so we can have a real conversation about it. So I could be like, how'd you do this? How'd you do that? You know, some questions. And then have everybody else, you know, they be saying, how'd she get all them? You know, details. I love them details ahead of time. But, and hopefully I'll see you in Vegas. So I want to thank you, everybody. This is Miss Melody Lamone. Thank you for coming on.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Miss V. And once again, thank you for taking my cherry. I wouldn't have had it any other way.
Well, I'll be talking to you soon. And definitely, I'll be following you on Twitter.
Yay. I got you too, boom.
Okay, I'll be talking
everybody,
to you.
Everybody, everybody vote for Miss V, please. Everybody vote for my girl.
Oh, that's
her
right.
Sexy ass on the can.
Miss Raider X 2014.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta put that out there. Thank you,
all
Melody.
Right. Thank you, Miss V. I will talk to you soon. Have a good holiday.
You also. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Everybody, that was Miss Melody Lamone, newbie to the adult industry. I got to do a show wrap-up. I know you guys said this bitch really cutting out stuff early tonight, but this is how it's going to go. I got the beautiful, sexy Misty Blue calling in next week, and we're going to have a fabulous show with her. Then we're going to have our two-week break. We're going to have the replays of some of my best shows that have been on the air this year. You know, coming into the new year, we're going to be celebrating, and then we're going to do a fabulous show. The day before I fly out to Vegas for AVN, I will be tweeting from AVN, but as that gets a little bit closer, I'll be letting you know all the details. You want to follow me on Twitter at Miss V the Toy Lady. Make sure you go to thetoylady.com for all your pleasure products. That's thetoylady.com. And I want you guys to really enjoy yourself and make sure you come back next week because I have that exciting show and I look forward to talking to you. Until next week, bye-bye, babies.